getting better and better every day, man.
Super juicy. You know, there's this whole list of transcripts of conversations between the parents that were paying the money to have their kids, for however reason, whether it was academic or whether it was athletic. You know, Lori Loughlin from Full House, her daughter got into USC thanks to $500,000 in bribes, and it was classified as she was a fake member of a rowing team. They had to produce, and there's transcripts of conversations of, okay, like, what do we need to do? Well, here's what I need. I need an athletic, active picture of her. Okay, we'll take care of that. And then what do we need to do? Okay, then you need, like, it's a play-by-play of them, coming up with the lies.
Yeah, yeah. And she didn't want to go to school.
But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying.
I want the experience of getting drunk and waking up naked on the beach upside down vomiting.
So I have these tweets.
I don't really care about school.
No, she doesn't. These tweets from around that time, in 2017, mm-hmm. when all this kind of started. Here's tweets bombarded by Olivia Jade, that's Lori Loughlin's daughter. I'm too tired, I don't want to be at school. I hate school, oh my God. It's so hard to try to stay in school when you don't care about anything you're learning. Ooh. Legit, I'll take one test and then I just text my mom and tell her I want to come home. School's almost over, I'm so thankful. I don't want to go to school, I don't want to wake up, I don't want to go to school. College prep is too hard. I mean, they go on and on.
And then 5 years from now, when she's in her 20s, she'll be commenting on politics.
I mean,
right, when something happens, uh-huh. she'll be out there, yeah, well, I'm all for the...
Now, what was the other one, Smoke? There's so many of these, I got to scroll.
Well,
so.
No, we got the list here of the cooperating witness and the transcripts of this witness. You know, he's playing the part of a college admission. Well, no, of athletic, right?
Right. Are you talking about the kicker? Is that the one you're
athletic
doing?
Athletic director. Well, there's so many of them. It's hard to pick.
There's the kicker, yeah, the pole vaulter, the water polo.
The kicker's a good one.
We did the pole vaulter. Let's do the kicker.
So the kicker, it's a conversation, and the guy at the school says, okay, so I'm going to make him a kicker. And then the parent, laughing, says, you know, he does have really strong legs. And then the school says, well, this will be good. Maybe he'll become a kicker. You never know. And the parent says, yeah, you could inspire him. Maybe he'll turn into something. I love it. And they're just... They're yeah. literally coming up with lies
it's
in this
so
conversation.
Bad. He goes, I love it. She said, the parent goes, I love it. I love it. That is so funny. So just remind me again, we get all these done. And then the obvious deal you and I talked about, the 50K and the 200K. And then do we know he's in? You and I at least know he's in. And the witness guy says, yeah, so what I'll probably need, do you guys have any pictures of him playing multiple sports or something you can see his face in? And the parent says, And he goes, that would be helpful because I will Photoshop him onto a kicker.
Right.
Okay, let me look through what I have. Pretty funny. The way the world works these days is unbelievable.
It's great. This is great. I mean, the Photoshopping that went on here is insane. But the best one is where Lori Loughlin's daughter couldn't fill out she wasn't smart enough to be able to fill out the college application.
Yes,
she needed help to fill out the college application.
She says, my daughter's confused. How do you want her to proceed? No, but then there's this. You heard about the sailing program one, right?
No.
How they made off on that one?
What happened
there? The Stanford sailing program wound up making $610,000 off of one spot because I guess the kid that they got bribed for to get in for $110,000 decided to go to another school. But so they kept the money, and then they got another applicant for the same position for $500,000 to hurry another kid in for that spot. So they made $610,000 off of one spot because one kid decided not to go
so,
there.
So, I mean, the school probably gets addicted to the money, too.
I don't know. A lot of these schools left it up to these coaches to make the admission decision. Now, there's some schools that have committees.
Yeah.
You can't get away with that. Harvard has a committee, so they couldn't get a lot of kids into Harvard, but Yale doesn't. So an athletic coach could actually push through an admission for one of these kids. That's why they're doing this.
Well, the schools are denying any involvement. That's why you're seeing the coaches that are getting arrested and the people like in the administration and school aren't. It's kind of it's fishy because it's the same way I feel about why is William H. Macy hasn't been touched in all this, but Felicity Huffman got arrested. But they're the parents, and he clearly knew about it.
I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking this is a fake story. This is all like a part of a movie or a book or something.
I can't even believe this. It's like...
Oh, man.
Now, back to Full House. I don't know if you heard, Fuller House mm-hmm. been running and everything. They've remixed the music for the show.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here it is.
Whatever happened to academic honesty?
Hey, it's Smokestack. Here's the part where you would be listening to the funny parody songs we do every day, but because of lawyers and everyone's afraid to get sued, they don't let us put them on the internet. I know it's stupid, and I'm just as bummed as you are about it. But hey, you can still check it out on the radio every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Rick Stacey Morning Show.